No.
Yeah.
get out. You can't do it every year. Just hard talking about
it. Roland Evans has a column today of a giant effect, but still, you're right. There's not enough.
It should be out.
It shouldn't have to be.
Well, I think here you've just got to get used to the bar. You just call him in. He likes his bar. Just tell him. And let him go all over the place. He's a White House source. I want that out. I don't think that is the most important part of the game, but it does affect things for reasons that we're aware. It's rather interesting to note that Mrs. Gundy said that speaking to an Indian youth group, that they had not rejected the UN General Assembly thing. You probably didn't see that within one of the summaries. She said yesterday that we did not reject the UN General Assembly. Well, we have it under very serious consideration. Now, why did she say that? She said it for obvious reasons that she thought that there was some world opinion building against her. Now, we're being goddamn fools to not build that world opinion against the Indians. You see what I mean?
That's right.
Hi, pal. How are you? She can't go ahead and get away with that. So I'd like to see this little presence get out.
Well, I've had last night put a paper together.
How much your part?
How much?
The world opinion thing is going to affect the Indians. It's got to get out of the fact that they've been condemned and the fact that they have rejected the majority vote. That's how he said, get the word statement, everybody, every statement that India has rejected an overwhelming vote of the General Assembly. Well, that has to be said.
And if you, I've pulled together what the Soviets received, what the communist world sent to India in the last 6 years, 739 medium tanks, 176 light tanks, 329 carriers.
Don't put it out through European source.
Not that we put
it. You do is just have Scala put it out through the whole press corps.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. For somebody, you got to get out. You see where
Roy Jenkins last night, and he mumbled something like this. I said, India put itself on the Soviet side. We didn't drive it. They were
British.
Yeah. He's a good man. He said, after he talked to me, he said, we made one grave mistake, and that was not to put it out 3 weeks earlier. He said he completely sees the point now. And he's an honest guy because he opposed his own party on the common market.
I'm not concerned about Braden and the rest mumbling around about who's responsible for jeopardizing the China trip. What matters there is the fact that it's knocked off, that it's serious, that it doesn't make any difference what they all said about it. Don't worry about those sides.
I don't worry about Braden.
Those bastards are going to do that.
No, I take it as a simple, just simple.
Very juvenile, kind of, you smack sniping away because they don't like the idea of the trip. We know that.
Braden has no brain.
Yeah, but he's taking that from somebody else.
Exactly, that's why it's significant. That's the only significance it has.
The question is whether or not I should call in, because I think we've got to start playing a better and more effective game here, the Indian ambassador this morning. Now, before knocking on such a tough boy, to call her, call him in and say, look, here, we've been very understanding here. We know with interest your rather savage press campaign. And I have no objections to that. I understand you've got a place. But let's get one thing very clear. Now that the East Pakistan thing is somewhat practically resolved, that we're in, make certain diplomatic moves. I'm not going to tell you what they are. But if this Indian action against the West continues against the overwhelming weight of world public opinion, then I will have to make a public statement labeling India as aggression, as a naked aggressor. Now, that's one way. Another way to do it is just to do it right now. You see, the thing that I feel is that Indians are susceptible to this world public opinion crap. They're susceptible to it because they have lived on it for so long. And the guns they have not used here, and the reason, there's very, very little, very, very little in any we can say. Maybe Rolly Evans has got it, but as far as the general news is concerned, there's been damn little pointing out that India either has Soviet support or is continuing this operation far beyond the reason they say brought them in the first place, that they are now continuing for that purpose, that India is aggressive. There's been hardly anything, believe me, in the press for the effect that the vote in the UN was one that India defied. Now that's our fault, and we haven't gotten it across. That's my point. Now the point is that we've got to, I think, get it across. It's got to be said, Todd and Martin. I mean, you have a background, and that was a little blip. And the question is the opposite from the way that you have mentioned.
Well, the post, that was just a deliberate lie, but...
That's what's right here.
I know. Nobody else played it that way. Every other leading paper in the country had it on its front page with it either way. But the fact is, to do this sort of operation...
We can talk all about the past. Right now we've got to go to...
No, but it should have been pumped out day in and day out from every spokesman in the government.
It should have been. But we know we have a problem, and we've known that for a long time. We went through this time after time before, and we're going through again. But right now, rather than... We have to deal with the reality, and we've got to do the very best we can. Now, picking up the pieces and doing the best we can, the question is, what do we do? We get out of
Mr. President,
we've got to put the heat on India's back.
No, I am a little reluctant to shoot the big gun. I mean, to have you call India and have them kick you in, to have the Indian ambassador in, to have him kick you, to have give that bitch the satisfaction. If we had the assets there, Mr. President, if this were the
then we won't call him in, we would just make the statement.
If this were the serious situation of 57, 70, I'd be in favor of but why let him go around and say that he looked you in the eye and, you know, this is the problem?
What I'm trying to get at is this, that it's my intention to make a public statement labeling any of the conduct. Now, if the fight is, will it do any good, but it might serve the purpose of letting them know in advance. You see, we've got to get across the fact that your conversation with Budo and the Chinese was correct in one sense, where they said we started out strong and then got the impression that both played on both your houses, which of course is unfortunate. But at this, evidently, to an extent, because Pakistan mishandled the refugee situation in the beginning, it is a plague on both your houses. But that's true only in East Pakistan. It is crystal clear that if the military action continues after East Pakistan is wrapped up, that is naked aggression. Now that needs to be said. It doesn't need to be said with a lot of gobbledygook. Now,
the Indian foreign minister has refused to give an assurance that they don't have any territorial
ambitions.
He said minor rectification. That means us out Kashmir.
Example. I would have him a sentence. The General Assembly on blank by a vote of what? Now, the Security Council by a vote of 11 to 2 called on ceasefire and withdrawal.
That's not binding.
I know nothing is binding. The General Assembly by a vote of blank to blank called on so-and-so. Pakistan has accepted. India has refused.
That's it.
Now, Pakistan has accepted. India has refused. India is supportive of the Soviet Union.
Now, that was the next question I wanted to put to you.
India is supportive of the Soviet Union and refused. We are going to...
Supported only by the Soviet
Union. Supported only by the Soviet Union. Well, some communist countries.
Yeah, supported
by... Only by the Soviet
Union. Supported by the Soviet Union.
Supported by the Soviet Union. Saying other communist countries. We'll use the word communist for a change. And, well, I'll have to throw it to the Chinese and Romanians. All right, supportive of it. But anyway, supportive of the Soviet Union, that's enough. Now, then say that if we're going to take again, if India continues to defy the overwhelming weight of Burma, of world opinion, as expressed by the vote of the General Assembly, you see, as reflected by the vote of the General Assembly, India will stand before the world as an aggressor. See, now that is really what we need to say. This is contrary to every tradition for which India has stood since its birth as a nation. And we call upon the government of India to join with the government of Pakistan in adhering to the overwhelming expression of world opinion to have a ceasefire. See what I mean, or something like that. That's the kind of language you need in this thing to get the goddamn point across.
You're absolutely. Let me do this immediately.
Well, we're going to. You see what I'm getting at?
No, I know exactly what you're getting at. And you're quite right. I asked somebody to draft this last time.
It's bad.
It isn't good.
But it isn't that bad. What I meant is, it's what you would expect them to draft in view of what we've been saying about everything else. Your background, it was excellent. And I just thought you talked to them when I met those leaders that morning. Some of you got the impression of those leaders that you were having a hand up. You know, when I met the leaders in the morning, I was saying, we're going to cut off aid to India.
You were.
I don't know if you weren't there at the leaders' meeting, but I said, we're going to cut off aid to India. I said,
I wouldn't mind having Rogers put it out there. That drives out heart attack. It has more punch if you put it, if it puts out as well. But the advantage of Rogers is they are sticking it all on you. In fact, they're sort of oscillating whether to get me involved or keep me out. I mean, they're either saying, there's two lines of argument being made. One is that you love Yahya Khan and that it's a personal peek at Mrs. Candy. The other one is that you and I were plotting this in order to preserve the China trip. Those two are going to merge because I've put myself so much, of course I would, as a question on your side. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That they are doing that for a but they may not have been touching me with this thing.
No.
Because by God, the country doesn't give a shit. That's the point. But that's what they forget. They care, but the country doesn't care about it, Henry. What you have in mind?
Well, you could put something on the hotline to Brezhnev.
All right, let's start with the hotline stuff. That was my next question. What about the hotline to Brezhnev? What about the bridge? I think the bridge. You want to put a message to them?
But the truth is, yeah, I would say we do a hotline to Brezhnev, which I would like to...
You want to work on?
Work on a little more.
Yeah.
In which we say we're now going back to the Security Council. We had hoped to do it jointly with you. There is still time to do it jointly, because this thing may become public, and that should sound conciliatory.
Yes.
So it should have a few hookers in there.
Well, I would say, if I could suggest, I would say, Mr. Chairman, we have not...
Incidentally, his correct title is General Secretary.
Mr. Secretary.
Chairman is Mark.
Yes, Mr. Secretary, and General Secretary. Since we have not had a response from him as of you and so and so, I am sending you this message under urgent conditions. We are going to take it to the general, to the Security Council again. If you should determine again that to be no, then we urge you to whatever you want to do then. See what I mean? I put it that way. Right.
Right. I wouldn't say we are ready to go for ceasefire because if they publish that, we'd say we are willing to proceed along the course outlined to you.
However, we're willing to proceed. That's very good. Proceed
that way.
The course outlined. But we need to hear it. Now, what's the disadvantage of going to the hotline? We appear to be so anxious that maybe they're about ready to accept it, and they say, we won't do it. Tell anybody else. Very good.
No.
Why is the advantage of the hotline? Make it more urgent than that?
Make it a sense.
Yeah, give us a public record.
Public record doesn't cost anything bad. If it makes it more urgent than that, let's go.
Public record is more urgent. It makes it more urgent. And I'll tell him, from God, from me. I just want to tell you about it.
Reason for calling Cromer in.
I'll just tell him.
I had the idea, if there's a good reason, flush it. Maybe we can wait on
Cromer. I'll call him. You should talk to him.
expensive, I know, but I can work. Is it worth your money?
Yeah, I think it is. Let's get the British on salvo.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. I have other reasons. Even the British say, no, we're talking to the British about things that are very, very important.
Well, I'm just going to tell him. This is
how you can ask for the U.S. and America to be together. The French aren't going to go along. We're going to raise it with them, but we want to raise the problem with you first. I see they've done a very clever thing to put it in your right.
Yeah, I just...
I've
just put it to him very hard, and if I did it very, do it very hard, it has the added advantage that then they feed it out.
Yeah, fine. Now, in the hotline, you're going to roll that. Are we being over anxious somehow? No, we're not. Because basically all we're doing is asking for a reply. We're not letting the Russians fiddle us along. All we're doing is to reiterate what I said to the agriculture minister, like you said to Veronica, right?
Yeah.
Does that sound like a good plan to you?
It's a critical Nixon plan. I mean, it's bold. It's just pushing the ship into the pot again. But my view is, if we do nothing, there's a certainty of a disaster. This way there's a high possibility of one. But at least we're coming out like men. And that helps us with the Chinese.
Yeah, that's right. And if it goes down to now, we will have done the best.
We'll have blamed it on the world.
And it, what?
If we can go down the tube because we can't get anyone to support us.
Yeah.
By tomorrow our fleet will be in the Indian Ocean. We are to blame for driving 500 million people. Why are we to blame? Because we are not letting 500 million people rape 100 million people. That's the way to keep... If
had everybody worried about Danzig and Czechoslovakia and all those little places because...
If South Africa gobbled up for pseudo-land and we said, well, there are 10 million South Africans...
We're on the wrong side, that's right. Themselves being totally exposed here. Their only interest is in who's going to win.
And if these bats, and you know, if these with this high sounding morality, at least we don't even pretend high sounding morality on some of these issues, except in the deepest sense. Okay,
I've got some ideas on Vietnam. I've got some ideas on Vietnam. Ridiculous. or they haven't. They've sabotaged. They have about sabotage. They've sabotaged. Now, of course, you've got to put the boys, hey, the best while we're gone, on the plan, because I think he's trying to move a lot sooner with regard to calling Porter back. The plan, of course, that we presently have is to go, is to make our public statement shortly after the first of the year. You know, our 6 months withdrawal, whatever the hell we're going to do, and it will be that. There isn't going to be any more of this shit ass stuff to run over to Paris waiting 2 more months. And we've done that enough. We're not going to hear from them. And so not hearing from them means that we have no choice. Having told them that if we make another 2 months announcements in January, they'll think we're the weakest. That's the whole problem we've got here.
No, the 2 months. No, I
think the other 2 months was right, because we made that in the context.
The advantage of 2 months in January, Mr. Fiswell, I think the 2 months announcement in January was not a sign of weakness to them, but a sign of strength. They expected a total announcement.
Well, I know it was right, because and it flattered us in total. But if this time we followed again the other way, there's nothing in it for us, because we say, well, we're going to negotiate for 2 more months. They know they're not negotiating. They know that we don't expect to
negotiate. It wouldn't be the negotiation, the advantage. As you remember, our original plan was to go the full thing then in January, and there's something a lot to be said. The advantage of 2 months is to get you over the China trip while keeping the thing still fast up.
We may do that. My point is, whatever the situation is in January, Porter's gone home.
That's fine.
We cannot continue to be over there with that trip. That is just not making any sense.
We must not
continue for 3 years. And we are the ones responsible here. After we didn't call Bonnenhall, they were originally responsible. But starting in January of 69, first with Lodge and Walsh, and then with the poor old Rose and the rest, we have been suckers. We played with them, and those talks have been nothing but nothing. Believe me, they haven't helped us a bit in this country. The talks have hurt us in this country very badly. I hope this, and I found 80% of the people think the talks have been, from our standpoint, a detriment from the beginning. 80% of the American people.
What I would recommend is to call Porter home. No, I would consider very seriously putting the full record out in January, calling Porter home and making a 2 month announcement. And then just to keep your opposition off balance.
We're the same. The 2 months is fine. What I meant is we cannot put it off 2 months on the basis that we're going to wait on it on the ground.
No, we
on
just
the negotiating
said,
track. That's the point.
No, we...
If we do it for 2 months, if we don't do it for purpose of negotiation, why are we just waiting 2 months?
Why are we doing 2 months so that we can gauge it?
We can gauge in terms of the infiltration and the other things.
And then right after the China trip, when you're riding high on a lot of other things, I do the rest of it. Because otherwise...
And then, after the China trip, though, we just do the rest of them, and then we do have to do it in some way where we get the POW thing in there. That's when we have to do that. And you understand, you cannot... That's the clinker in this whole plan. The clinker in this plan is that there's... That down the road, you've still got those POW things, and there's no problem there at that point. When you're down to, you will be down to 70,000 at that point, won't we?
Yeah.
So 70,000, you say, well, we'll keep 40,000 here until we get the POWs, correct? Yeah. That was in mind.
Yeah.
All right, we get a plan. But getting Porter back is essential.
I agree.
You've got to stop this goddamn
fire. I'm strongly in favor of that.
Fair thing. Now, how about sooner than 53rd? Porter, how about sooner?
No, I do it the first week of January.
All right.
10 days.
Now, that brings me to the second part of the equation. It may be that we should not delay the strikes in the north. Now, your concern is the Chinese, as I understand.
Yeah.
I don't believe that is a... if the Chinese respect strength, after all, that is strength. And I'm inclined to think that if they want to see the Yankee do, if they see him do any place, anywhere, it's like EC-121 and its relationship to the rest. It may be that we're better off to get on a crash basis to get those people to work and get them to man up right now. Do you understand?
I would wait until, while we are screaming at the UN about world opinion, I wouldn't get it confused. These 5 days don't make any difference. What is your concern about the...
I am concerned about the effect on the Chinese and the Russians and the Indians. Now, if the Russians and the Chinese and Indians have an impression that the man in the White House is tough, that's the only hope we've got. You see, we're not throwing enough toughness into the equation. We look soft every place in the world. And so my view is one way we can look somewhat tough in a collateral area is that.
See,
that's been my argument
on
the bomb anyway.
I agree. And for that, I think to do it right now, when maybe the Chinese are moving, it will give the Russians a ploy. After this UN thing is played out. If you give the order on Wednesday, we can get it done by Friday.
Your thought would be to get it done by Friday. Got more little goodies for you here.
Oh, Chinese want to meet on an urgent basis.
Meet you?
Because I can't be.
In New York?
They want to meet Hay.
Oh.
Now that's
the New York Chinese or the
wrong one? That's, I think they're right. That's totally unprecedented. They're going to move. No question, they're going to move. I have that impression. They're not, to them, the Indians going to support it.
Well, this may change our plans, but no, it doesn't change our plans at all. It may make some more urges to get the hotline thing on.
Okay, well, you better go down there.
Or go to New York.
Yeah.
Henry, that you'd be out of town, you could see Hay
that
period. Is that the reason?
Just that, right.
Now, I understand what I mean. Why did they say they want to see Al rather than you?
Because they said, in view of my departure, Wang Ba wants to meet Hay. I told him I'm leaving.
All right, fine. Get out
of
there.
But this afternoon, we wait here till noon.
Yeah.
I think we ought to trigger this anyway. This gives them more start.
Trigger what?
What we discussed, the press release.
Hey, Al, do you really think that this means that what else could it be?
No question.
No, I think you want to guarantee that they'll secure the Soviets.
Well, we've got to guarantee that. We may not be able to do it, but we've got to guarantee it. If they lie to us, we lie to them.
Well, but we have to think that through. If the Soviets move against them, then we don't do anything.
That's true.
We'll be finished.
So what do we do if the Soviets move? Start lobbing nuclear weapons in, don't you mean?
Well, if the Soviets move against them in these conditions and succeed, that will be the final showdown. We'd have to, if they succeed, we'll be finished. We'll be through. Because no one will then believe.
Well,
then we'd better call them off. I think we can't call them off, frankly.
No, I think that you call them off if you don't give them some assurances. But the price you pay for that is almost as bad as if you.
If we call them off, I think our China initiative is pretty well down the drain. If we let them
go. Our initiative is down the drain, and also our stroke with the Russians is very, very seriously jeopardized.
If the Russians get away with facing down the Chinese, and if the Indians get away with facing with licking the Pakistani, I mean, what we are now having is the final We may be looking right out the gun barrel.
It's the Chinese view which they expressed to Puto yesterday that the Soviets will back off. I think the Soviets will back off if we face them.
Well, that's the point. The reason that I have suggested that the Chinese move is that they talk about the Soviet division and border and all that sort of thing. And that the Soviets at this point are about to go ripping into that damn mess, having in mind the fact that they're gaining from the Indian thing.
But we've got to trigger this quickly so that we are positioned and not in the tail of the Chinese. That's, otherwise, we have no moral basis whatsoever for supporting the Chinese.
Basically, Buddha asked the Chinese to move to you.
They're not doing it because of us.
Well, that's what I mean. I guess, let's get that straight right away. Well, why are the Chinese moving?
The Chinese.
I think it's a good idea.
The Chinese, well, we asked them, but that's not the reason they're doing
it. No, the way you put it is, you said, look, we're doing all these things. Why don't you threaten? Remember I said, threaten, move a couple of people.
Well, and I said, if you...
We need to put a little scare in these back.
And I said, if you...
Don't you agree now? You've got to put a little scare.
And I said...
We can't scare them.
I said, you'll be... And I said, we will do what we will prevent pressures on you, or we will other countries. Now, but it's immaterial who made them do it. We didn't make them do it. They are acting for the same reason they jumped us when we approached the Chinese border in Korea. It's exactly the same situation. But leaving aside now whether we made them do it or not, we did not make them do it. My feeling would be the same as the president if I had not talked to them on Friday. They don't move that fast. This has been... This has been building up. My feeling is, Mr. President, leaving completely aside what we said, if the outcome of this is that Pakistan is swallowed by India, China is destroyed, defeated, humiliated by the Soviet Union, it will be a change in the world balance of power of such magnitude that the security of the United States for maybe forever, certainly for decades, we will have a guaranteed war in the Middle East. We will have Indonesia.
Now we can really get into numbers game. What do you have? You've got the Soviet Union balance itself each day to terrorize the Japanese and mobile. The Europeans, of course, would suck at them, and the United States would be, we have many parts of Latin America, and who knows? And that's right out. Isn't that the story?
This is why, Mr. President,
explain to the taxpayer support.
You'll be alone, and we'll...
That's not... Washington, but I can't. That isn't going to work either. You see my point? No, that wasn't it.
I've got to be with you. No question.
But the communications are perfect.
No, and you have to be the right answer. You have to make the decision.
Yeah.
And nobody
right.
else.
That's right. But Al, you have an idea, sort of.
Al was present.
You may get some more the other day, anyway.
Al was present at the other meeting. No, you better, you call them back. Set it for 4 o'clock.
You'll call them. I mean, 4 o'clock. I go sooner.
Well, it should be after we've left. I won't travel here while we're doing this. We've got to get this triggered quickly so that we are positioned. I mean, this leaves no doubt now what we've got to do.
Right. Now, let's come back to this gentleman who say they want to see you. What they want in the way of assurance is hence they maybe want something more direct. Well, like you see, the Kennedy Memorandum, November 5th, 1762, you don't see no rule in that. I mean, we don't mean nothing either, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And that's what they'll think.
Oh, no, they'll believe you.
Yeah. And that, the fact of the matter is, though, when I put it in more.
We don't have to lob nuclear weapons. We have to go on alert.
That's right.
We have to put forces in. We may have to give them bombing assistance. I mean,
one thing we do is you do what you forgot. We clean up Vietnam about that point.
We clean up Vietnam.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, we give an ultimatum to Hanoi.
Yeah, that's right.
Blockade Haiphong.
We'll
blockade Haiphong. Now that will hurt China too, but we can't worry about that at that point.
Well, we'll say that it's for the purpose of protecting Americans and their industries and superpowers.
But above all, we have to give the Chinese the sense that if they doesn't threaten them, the first thing we cannot as a first thing then move against Taiwan, because that would then say the U.S. and China. I mean, we'll pick up North Vietnam in the process of that. I mean, North Vietnam will be finished then. If Russia and China are at war, we can pick it up at any
time. We're talking about a lot of, yes, Russia and China are going to war.
I wouldn't bet on that, Mr. President.
Well, let me put it this way. I have always thought that India and Pakistan inevitably would have a war, and there can always be a war in the Middle East. As far as Russia and China is concerned, there are other factors in it that are too overwhelming for them at this particular point for them to go at each other. Well,
Mr. President, the Russians, first of all, are not rational on China. Secondly, if they can get a pretext to wipe out China, then your trip and everything else is an incident. Your trip in their mind was an incident on the road. Your trip to them was an incident on the road where they could isolate China and could then turn against China in 73, 74. Now that was fine with us, because it pushed China over on our side, and we could play. But if they see an
opportunity, what are you trying to suggest here? Are you trying to get to the point that maybe we try to get the Chinese, tell the Chinese that we won't back them?
No, I think we have to tell them we will back
them. What do you think, Al? You think we should tell them that we won't back them and discourage them?
I think they made clear to the fact yesterday three things. One is they said the Soviets are cowards. The United States stood the Soviets down recently in Cuba and in the Middle East.
Do they know that? You told them that.
No, they said that to the Puto.
They believe that. And they got the message where nobody else did. We
the Chinese respect you. The Chinese.
How the hell do they know we stood down in Cuba, for example? You must have told them that.
Well,
nobody knows about Champions.
Yeah, I told them that. But
how about the Middle East? How do they know we stood around?
Well, because they see what happened. They are tough customers. When all the whole shit is said and done, they know that Syrian tanks pulled back unconditionally.
Okay, fine.
Right. Well, that's the assumption you're moving on. So they feel they know that if the United States moves harm with the Soviets,
That will provide the cover they need to invade India. And we've got to neutralize the Soviet Union.
So, the way you would do this, you would love to hear how you would do it.
Well, I think precisely the same way, John. We have a terrible domestic problem in the sense that no one can conceive of a seriousness of this thing. They just haven't been postured.
No.
So we've got to ease into that. We can't just go
right
into this.
We've got to do this.
That's right.
Right.
We've got to tell the Soviets today
the
direction in which we're moving, and it's got to be up the ante of concern. Without still being a massive trigger. And then there's the...
We have the ante of concern, correct? And what else can we do?
We tell them...
Then suppose the China is moving the Soviet threat, then what do we do?
Well, we've got to move, I think, before that, we have, with the Soviets. And so we have to
tell
the Soviets
that
a war is unacceptable. That a war would be unacceptable.
As soon as the Chinese move, we have to tell them that.
Yeah.
We can't tell them before the Chinese move.
That's right.
It will look like collusion.
That's right. That's right. Okay. All right. The message should get off. And, okay. No, but I think the message is the right tone. But if you don't like the tone, tone it down some.
I think now we have to strengthen it, the President.
Yeah. The message is correct. I meant the public statement.
No. Let me write it and come right back to you. They have never asked for a meeting with us, and they will not see the second man if it were not of the over most overriding.
Well, first, they may be telling us, look, why don't you move?